Morning, Berkey.
Oh, good morning, boys. How are we today?
Yeah. Well, good, mate. We've been very good. We've taken the mickey out of you for about half an hour early this morning, so it was good.
Don't worry. My spies are telling me everything.
Yes.
It's led by Dave Stanley. That's all right.
No, well, I was just telling him about you. You gave up your nickname Mash. When you were, we did the summer edition, Mash.
Yes. I like to entertain.
That's
I like
very
to entertain.
Good.
And I can recount the story. And like the two boys sitting beside you, Dave, you've been in incredibly funny places and privileged places, so I like to recount a story. It just happened to turn into one of my nicknames, the Mash.
That's very good. Hey, by the way, we saw one of our listeners has tweeted in or texted in the fact that you're, one of your young daughters has got the P plates. Now, were you in the passenger seat doing the teaching, or was that the better half?
We did a bit of both.
Right.
Did a bit of both. There's always that nervousness of going in there and doing it. But you get a couple of lessons just to make it independent. It's like when you're trying to coach your kids, you
any
know.
Blow-ups? Any blow-ups, Berkey?
100%, 100%.
Whose car was she driving, more importantly?
It was my car. and then I got the call last night. Hey, I was like, here we go. So we're off to see the wizard, so to speak. So she's off in the car, and they were both out last night doing their thing.
Now, so, Berkey, do you put down the rules? Because I did with my kids. I said, guys, you know when dad needs a ride or when you need to pick him up from a barbecue or the local, you've always got to make yourself time to come and do it.
Is that because you're lending your car?
Yes, so that's exactly right. So that's
return
a trade-off.
Favor.
That's
okay,
a trade-off.
I like that.
Yes.
My words in that Instagram post were, designated driver, you beauty. Congratulations. So it was good. I left her with one thing last night. Obviously, understanding where the speed cameras are, you know, on the way you're going to do the drive, down in the neck of the woods. And I said, and I have not touched my rims, so do not touch my rims. Do not spoil my rims. So, that's it.
Fair call. Look after those wheels. Let's talk some 100%. Rugby, Berkey. Waratahs, improvement, but still not the end result they'll after.
Yeah. Yeah, correct. Still not a loss. I think that's what you've got to look at it as.
Yeah.
They're 0-6. But I think there's a shift in a bit of culture. I think there's a shift in a bit of determination and a shift in a bit of, you know, wanting to turn up and do some work. It's interesting. I saw a quote from the captain last week, Jake Gordon, saying we did it for Rob Penny. And I was like, I scratched my head a little bit saying, well, if you're going to do it for the coach, that's gone. It should have been done from day one.
Geez, that's a strange comment.
Yeah, yeah. And I scratched my head a little bit at that. But the guys are incredibly determined to do well. They've had a really good response to the new guys that are there at the moment who've stepped up, as in Gillian Witts. And there's just a shift in attitude. You talk about standards. They, mind you, that first half, they were still down by 3 tries or 4 tries even at that point there. But I think the courage in that second half was a lot better. And then to go to the wire where they pushed them to get to a point where it could have been a draw and get an extra time was something that I saw, I think, a bit of a shining light to say, let's do something here. But you're right, Loz, at the back end of it, and Clarkie, it was still a loss, so there's still plenty to work on. So they were disappointed, but they were a little bit happier.
They made a good signing throughout the week. Ned Hennigan is rejoining the Waratahs.
Yeah, that's right. He took off end of last year, saw an opportunity to go and play in Japan. That's the biggest difficulty, boys, that Rugby Australia is finding at the moment. We saw Marika Corabetti speaking about it as well. Do we let these blokes go for, $1 million a year? Ned Hannigan played second division over in Japan, so he's not even playing that top league over there for good coin. But he's decided to come back, Waratahs. And again, it wasn't it was a case of making sure he could fit in that system as well. So, and he'll be a great add. He's an experienced player, and two, he's a good leader as well. So, two things that the Waratahs need desperately at the moment.
What about with the Wallabies, Berkey? They're looking for a forwards coach. Why wouldn't they go all out to get Dan McKellar. I think he's a wonderful coach. He's proven himself at the Brumbies, and I know it could be difficult for him to do both roles, but wouldn't you make it attractive for him to go and help out the Wallabies?
Yeah, I think you... I mean, you would, absolutely, Loz, and McKellar's had great success down with the Brumbies. Sometimes it's not the fit, though, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes those coaches are just good in what they're doing and enjoying what they're doing in their sort of their state teams, if that's the word. And I think he was interested in the job last time around, but circumstances were Brumbies and the rest of it. So look, if you get him in there, obviously he's got some great skill, with the team that he's got at the moment. You then got to ask about the fit. You know, he's a head coach down at the Brumbies, going into an assistant role with the Wallabies. Is there a clash of personalities there with Dave Rennie in regards to who's the big dog? I know Rennie's the coach. So is he biding his time to coach the national team, you know, wholly and solely? So there's a whole heap of questions, but certainly, you know, what he's done for the Brumbies and his leadership down there in amongst the players and coaches is pretty special. So to nab him would be great, but maybe it's just a timing thing.
Who'd be the best candidate to be the forwards coach then, in your opinion?
Because they've got Petrus Duplessis there at the moment doing scrums. So Jeff Parling was doing lineouts and sort of, you know, around the park. So it's a really difficult one, Loz. And to answer that, I don't know. You know, McKellar is well-rounded in that regard. Laurie Fisher has also been a name that's been thrown up there, also with the Brumbies as well, who takes the forwards too. So who is that person? I honestly don't know. That's a dilemma that you have to have in that coaching situation. Do you just pick one who's there for the time being, or do you get the right fit to fit in that mould at the moment with Rennie and Wisemantle and Duplessis and the rest of it?
Berkey, we've been talking in here throughout this week just about the gap in league at the moment between the best and the worst teams and trying to work out why there's such a clear separation. And I guess I want to get your views on, is it the same right now in rugby in this country? Because I sort of feel you watch the way the Reds play, you watch the way the Brumbies play and their style of footy and their aggressive approach is really at a different standard to the rest of the teams. Is that just me, or do you see the same thing? And why is there such a gap?
Now you can certainly see a difference. I mean, you have to look at the ladder to see, you know, the Reds and the Brumbies are on top, and the Reds and the Brumbies have dominated in the Wallaby squad. I think 26 out of the 40 from those two players. You're right; they're playing well, and they've been around for a long time. I think that's the key when you're talking about you've been in great teams about when you have this great cohesion and great teamwork, and it's like you don't need to talk about it. And when you're going poorly, you're always talking about, you know, let's get the right combinations. You know, let's change this bloke to this bloke and substitute in and out. When you're going great and got a great team, you rock up. You know your job. You look around you at the other sort of 10 players, Clarkey, or you know 12 for Loz in the rugby league. You look around and go, yep, that starting team is pretty sharp, you know. And then when you get the blokes to come in from reserves, they know their job as well. And I think that's where Rebels could be a little bit better in that regard. There, they've got a great team. They've got a great team of players that perhaps could play better. Western Force are a mismatch of internationals coming in and out. They've got four Argentinian players playing at the moment. They got their, and then they've got an 8-9-10 combination. So that could see them well this weekend against the Force. Pardon me, against the Rebels. And the Waratahs, same thing again. Young team, young blokes coming through, not a great deal of time spent together. So, yeah, on the park, if you can have that team that's consistent. I mean, you look at the Reds, they've only got one change this week, and that's their captain coming back off the bench. So their actual, you know, O'Connor's been having that C beside his name, but Liam Wright comes back in. So, you know, that's a pretty easy selection when you're sitting at the table there, you know, to keep that continuity going.
Berkey, Rebels 125 with Tab Force $4. Rebels win?
Rebels get that one, mate, absolutely, yes.
And then Reds v Brumbies. Reds 174, Brumbies 210.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a cracking game. You know, as you mentioned, Clarkey there, 40-38 last outing. Reds at home, mate, will get the job done. Seal the home win as well.
Beautiful, mate. 217, that double. Have a good weekend, mate. First at 5 tonight.
No, mate. I've got a day off. So
no, Sandra.
No, well, she's got the week off, so I'm glad you've been watching, Dave, so thanks very much.
Any catch-up? Is there any catch-up? Do you have, like, the work drinks and stuff?
No, not at all. There's a work drink at work sometimes,
right.
and they do that at, 5:30. But
You're on air.
Perfect preparation.
All we can hear is the champagne or the drinks being popped, the beers being cracked out the back. So it's like, hey, wait for me.
Outstanding. Mate, have a great weekend.
And to you, boys. Have a good one.
There he is, Matt Burke. It's 7:24 on the Big Sports Breakfast. The multi is open, punters. Loz's multi going for two in a row here. Ramwick race two, number four, the Irishman, into Ramwick race six, number one, Animo, $7 currently.
Yeah, $7. Russell from Kemmeray's not happy. He's just texted in.
What did he say?
He said, this will not win.
Oh, thanks, Russ.
You are kidding, Daly.
Oh,
and this one here, Azza, they'll both blow on Saturday.
They'll both blow out, yep. Yeah. No good.
Anyway.
Gee, they're on the attack. Aren't they?
they get aggressive in here.
It's IPL stuff.
They get aggressive.
They go hard.
They go early.
Just stay on him, DS. Stay on Loz. Back him to the hilt. Win, lose or draw, he will come good.
Speaking of going hard, Justin Rose, he leads the Masters. He's through 14. He is 4-under live scores. Harman tied for second with Matsuyama, both on 3-under. They have finished. Your top Aussie at the moment, Mark Leishman, he's through 16. He is even for the round.